Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them
more,
like the million bucks,
got things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How good is God to me? And part of the mission and the reason that I have a radio show is to become a sharer, more and more of a sharer. You know, I used to hear my mother say it to me all the time, but God blesses you to become a blessing. And I think the more you understand that about yourself, I think the more blessings will flow your way. I think that once you understand the principle that, you know, but it's kind of tied together with some other scriptures, and I'm not too knowledgeable about them, of course, as usual, but I do know what I've heard, you know. And, you know, if you look at something simple as do unto others as you would have them do unto you, wouldn't you want somebody to help you if you needed help? I just know how to get it down there to where I've been able to understand it. If there's a scripture similar that it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or if that's, you know, in a prayer, would not you want somebody to help you if you needed help? You've heard, you reap what you sow. Do you understand that if you sow discord, that discord is going to come your way? That if you hate, hate going to come your way? If you blog nothing but negative comments about people, your life will be filled with negativity. If all you do is talk about people, then guess what? Somebody got to turn that gun around and talk about you. See, it just stands to reason. So what I've learned in my life and through all of the trials and tribulations that I've had is to take those lessons and share them with people in case you ain't heard it from somebody else. See, sometimes, and the reason it seems like I'm redundant at times, is which I am, is because I'm always trying to find a different way to say the same thing. Because it's a funny thing, man. You got to hear it a certain way for it to click with you. How many times have I heard a saying and then I heard it a different way that it clicked with me? You know, I've heard this saying right here. Remember this now. Everybody's not happy for you. We've all heard that, right? Everybody's not happy for you. Well, that's very simple. I don't need no explanation. That simply means of all the people you know or do not know, when something happens to you and you celebrating it, everybody not going to join in on the celebration. That's all that is. But then you take it one step further. My father used to say something to me all the time. He said, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. I didn't get that when I was 15. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. He said, you're going to lose some of these friends you got along the way. But I don't care where you get in life. Know this right here. Everybody can't go with you. If you are constantly trying to improve yourself, you constantly have to take assessment of the people around you. Because if you are going to continue to go and continue to grow, then guess what? You got to have people that's on the go and willing to grow. Or else, guess what? You're going to learn a valuable lesson. You know, the late boxing promoter, Butch Lewis. I was talking with Butch Lewis one time. And man, what a good brother, man. He say, every successful man is doing what I call, he got rope work to do. He got rope work to do. He got to put in work on rope. And I'm sitting there listening to Butch Lewis and all the money he had made and all the people's lives he had changed and all of the moves he was making and his and incredible skills as a negotiator on behalf of some very, very wealthy people. He was just an amazing man with no education, but he read everything. Butch Lewis read all the papers, all the periodicals. That brother knew everything. He said, you got to put in rope. And I was sitting there listening. He said, here's the analogy, little brother. He said, you are on rope. There's a thick rope. You have on no shirt. You have on some tattered clothes. You have on no shoes. Your shorts is cut off just below the knee and they tatted. And you got dirt on you and you're sweating. There's this huge, huge raw rope over your shoulder. There's burn marks on all of your shoulder. Connected to that rope is a wagon. That wagon has all your weight on it, all your responsibilities, all the people you're responsible for, all your children, your wife, your family members, your employees, your co-workers, your friends. They all on that wagon, man. They just sitting there. He's saying what you got to do is you got to pull that wagon up the hill. Now, only thing with it is can't nobody help you pull your wagon. you pull your wagon alone. He said, now, what you can do along the way of pulling your wagon is you can find yourself a good wife, a good woman. He said, now, what that woman does is she get down off the wagon. She fan you while you pull it. She put water on you while you pull it. She put stuff in your mouth while you pull it. She kick rocks out the way while you pull it. But she pulling for you. But she is equally as important as you are on the pull of the rope. He said, you hear me clearly now, young soldier. He said, nah, get this here. He said, it's people on your wagon that you're responsible for. But you want the people on your wagon to help you get your wagon to the top. So what you hope is that they got their foot hanging over the side pushing. They got one leg over the back, or maybe both legs over the back pushing. They might have their butt on the wagon, but they pushing with both legs. They back facing your back. Maybe some of them facing you, but one of them got left leg hanging over trying to push. And you hope that all them people on the wagon you pulling is back there at least trying to help the wagon get to the top of the hill. Here go your problem, though. Everybody ain't pushing. Everybody ain't pulling. Everybody ain't pulling. Everybody ain't kicking rocks out the way. You got some people on your wagon that's just laying on the wagon, drinking lemonade, looking at you, talking about how long it's taking you to get your wagon up to the top. Looking at you, talking about why this wagon's so slow. Then when you start picking up speed, they want you to pull harder, you to pull faster, you to pull more. Then they want you to throw what you done earned on the way up the hill back to on the wagon so they can have more. But guess what? They ain't helping you get more. But they got a sense of entitlement that since you got more, they should have more. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Sometimes you got to kick the people off the wagon that ain't pushing and pulling and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. I thought I could do this with you, and I thought you was going with me, but it's clear to me you ain't nothing but dead weight, and it ain't my responsibility to carry dead weight anymore. I have carried you as long as I have to carry you. You are no longer my responsibility. I'm responsible for my family, my wife, my children. I'm not responsible for you. You got to get off my wagon, because I'm a man on rope. I'm on a mission, baby. I'm pulling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, monkey vest makers. If you make vests for monkeys,
specifically,
if you are the people that's in charge of putting together the program on Easter Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome all of you to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Also, one other person I'd like to announce, everyone who has stolen Pharrell's aesthetic this year, I want to welcome you to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I want to bring out all the fake cowboys out there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Welcome to the ride, y'all. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, who is not on Zoom this morning, Junior, and the legend that he is, Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Us. That's
cool.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, Junior. It goes without saying today,
What is it that's on your mind?
Unc, I went to the doctor yesterday, Unc, and yeah, it's time. Gotta get the prostate checked. They just told me yesterday time you're gonna see me and I'm nervous. Hey, you might have got a little teary.
Well, listen to me. have you had the exam yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, just let me tell you one thing. Just grit your teeth. And try to smile and relax. That's going to be the hardest relax you've ever had. But you're going to hear some things being said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Please relax, unclench. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear that a lot. Relax.
Yeah.
Sir, we're not going to be able to do this, sir. Sir, I'm asking you. Okay, listen. Okay, I'm going to step back. Take a couple of deep breaths. Let me know when you're ready. Relax and smile. On three. One, two, three. Okay, sir. Sir. You're going to have to. Sir.
Can I have my hand back?
And that's when you finally made the appointment, because how many times did you cancel before you actually saw the doctor?
I can't cancel.
Steve?
Four times.
How many?
Four times. I just couldn't do it. Then when I got in there, boy, he understood why. He said, since, you know, Mr. Harvey, this is going to have to happen. Yeah, okay, well, go ahead, man. Sir.
Weird moment right there, man. That's a weird moment. Yeah,
so, Junior, man, what are your concerns?
Well, that part right there, huh? The exam.
What part?
You're going to have to, because I don't know if I can relax. I don't know how to do that.
You
part.
Will.
They're going to catch you off guard. They got little tricks. Just need a moment of relaxation.
Okay. Right. Prostate cancer awareness.
Yeah. Go get your prostate.
Gotta go get
exam.
It. Yeah, that's the moral of the story, right?
Yes. All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
When you get in that car, you have to gather yourself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, I don't know if y'all have y'all's. I definitely have mine. Freedom papers. Got to have you.
What?
Freedom papers. What? What's wrong?
What are you talking about?
My birth certificate.
Y'all gonna get caught. Y'all gonna mess around and get caught out there now. Okay.
MAGA.
Okay. Let Trump get back in there, right?
Here we go. Freedom papers.
Hello. Hello. I'm trying to reach a Domingo.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hi, Domingo. My name is Scott. I'm calling from FPI. Wanted to give you a call about actually using our services. If I think you'll actually like it. The FBI would definitely like to get you on board.
FBI? What is this?
FBI is Freedom Papers Incorporated. Freedom Papers Incorporated. What we do is we actually make sure you get Freedom Papers. You can purchase them from us. And what I can do is I can get you Freedom Papers for you and every individual at your home for roughly $800 or under.
What are Freedom Papers?
Well, actually, what this is, are you familiar with the, like, say if you are an alien from another country and you need a green card to be here, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. So what goes on with Freedom Papers Incorporated is when you sign and get Freedom Papers from us, what it does is it's people who are African American. Our papers let them know that you're actually a free person in this country.
Hold. I've been free.
I'm sorry?
Ain't no slavery going on. What are you talking about? Freedom.
Well,
I'm free.
Well, you may be, but you have to actually show paperwork for that.
When did they start it?
Sir, this is all over the news. You have to have Freedom Papers. Within the next 6 months, every African-American person is going to have Freedom Papers and have them on the, you know, it's like keeping a driver's license or a checkbook or something. You're going to have your Freedom Papers on you.
God, that's some I'm free. I'm not about to pay no money when I'm already free.
Okay, but you're gonna need paperwork to show your freedom. And do you have any freedom papers at this point right now?
No, because I don't need freedom. I'm free.
Sir, I don't think you quite understand. Do you understand that you could possibly, if you're caught without your freedom papers, you could be taken into captive and actually have to work for so many years in order, and then later on you might get your freedom. But right now, right here, if you buy freedom papers from me, I can fix it where you don't go through that. You could actually get separated from your family, sir.
I'm not going by. Where are they going to send me to? Where are they going to deport me to Africa? I ain't never been there.
No, no, you're not going to Africa. You could be actually here in the United States working on a particular farm of with a lot of people who don't have their papers. If you haven't gotten this news, I do apologize, but within the next 6 months, you're going to need freedom papers.
Who the f*** are you anyway?
Sir, like I said before, I'm Scott with FBI.
I ain't heard no about no FBI.
No, sir, it's FBI. It's Freedom Papers Incorporated.
I don't give a f*** what it is. I'm not about to pay no money to be free.
Sir, you have to have paperwork on you to show that you are a free citizen of the United States.
Hold the f*** up. How you get my number anyway?
Sir, we have a list of numbers of people that we don't think have their freedom papers, and your name actually popped up here in our database. So you're not...
Ain't pop up on...
Okay, sir.
I'm trying to get my number.
Sir, we have a database here of people who we don't think have their freedom papers. Your name is actually here. After talking to you, it seems like you don't have your freedom papers, and we want to make sure you get them. We're letting you know it's $200 per person to get these actual papers.
So you telling me you got a database and you just calling black people all around the country?
Well, no, sir. What we're doing is we're calling African Americans and letting them know that they can actually buy freedom papers from us, so they don't have to be if they ever get captured. Then what can happen is that they can show their papers and not have to deal with the problems that
ain't
come.
Ain't nobody gonna buy that. We already free. You gonna have a whole bunch of runaway because we ain't paying. I'm not paying. They might, but I'm not paying.
Sure, you're going to have your freedom papers on you at all times. That's going to be the law within the next 6 months. So what I'm trying to do is actually sell you freedom papers so you'll understand that you have everything that you need. You have your driver's license. You have your freedom papers and whatever else that you carry on you. You have
you must be out your mind. Call me on my phone this Sunday. What's wrong with you, freedom papers? My I ain't getting you. Who are you?
I'm Scott, sir. I'm an associate here at FBI.
I ain't heard about that FBI. You just want a check from me? Think I'm about to send you some damn money? Y'all can kiss my...
Sir, I understand you, but what you got to understand is within the next 6 months, you're going to need these papers.
Well, they going to have to catch my... I ain't paying.
Okay, sir, don't you want to be free?
I am free. Everybody's free. We got a black president. He's going to have to get freedom papers. I buy from you. Kiss my...
Sir, you're going to have to pay for these papers one way or the other, okay? I'm trying to, I gave you a call. I tried to be nice to you. I'm letting you know now, you're going to have to pay for your freedom.
I'm not paying for
sir, everyone will be captured if they do not have freedom papers.
You, tell you right now, come catch me.
Sir, you're going to get captured when you least expect it, sir. You're going to get captured when you least expect it.
I'm going to be your Kunta Kinte. Y'all gonna have to catch me, because I ain't paying. I didn't look this up on the computer right now. I can't find a scam trying to get my money in.
Are you on the computer?
Yeah, I Googled this.
Okay, can I tell you one more thing? Can I get you to Google something else?
What the is this?
Put in NEPHEW.
All right.
TOMMY.
All right, that's on Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy, man, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Marissa, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, God, y'all had me. I'm about to say it's free already. I'll be you about to get played it.
As long as you all right, man. I got to ask you one more thing, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Thomas. You a fool.
All right, nephew.
I'll be back.
All right, thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Lizzo cleared the air about quitting Hollywood superstars Coleman Domingo, LeVar Burton, Viola Davis, and more pay tribute to the late, great Louis Gossett Jr. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Keisha in Southfield. Keisha says, my husband left the house, headed to work. An hour later, his coworker called our house phone. I answered, and he said he meant to call my husband's cell phone. Why would his coworker be calling him if he was at work? What's going on?
I don't know. He didn't see him.
Yeah.
He didn't see him at work.
Mm-hmm. You stay ready.
That's
your
story.
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The coworker was late. He thought I was going to be late. And he didn't see me at work. And he called me to ask me to cover for him. Because he was going to be late. See, he wasn't there.
Stretch it out.
I was there.
Yeah. Layers of,
girl.
So he called me to ask me to cover for him because he wasn't at work, but I left the house already.
Oh, okay.
You know how you be panicking. He needed somebody to cover that story. I said, man, I was already here. Why didn't you answer your phone? I'm working, man.
Actually, that was a pretty good one, Steve. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that one.
I ain't no
doubt.
All
right, This is Pam in Tampa. Pam says, my husband wants to buy a fishing boat, but we need to do some home improvements first. He's dead set on the boat, so I've stopped sleeping with him. He told me that I'm being unreasonable. Is there a better way to get him to do what's right?
No. Rocking. No. You're looking for a better way to get him to do what you want him to do. I'm thinking that the fishing boat is the right thing to do.
Thank you. Get that boat.
Because I'm a fisherman.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, this man going to work every day, turning it out. He been a good father, a good husband, been providing for that family. Man just want a damn fishing boat.
And she just wants improvements in the home.
Well, we can still get the improvements in the home, but why don't you let the man get the boat, though?
Well, why can't she get her improvements in the home?
I mean, because she don't want a boat.
Right. She wants her house
her
done.
Exactly.
Okay, but the man want a boat. The man can't get a boat.
So they're just at an impasse. That's it.
Don't get the boat and find out. What
happened. Well, he's already found out.
Yeah, that's why he's writing.
But see, nobody want that. We want the boat.
Hey. Okay, but let me ask you something. But she wrote the letter, right?
Pam in Tampa.
Okay, how do I get him to do what's right? No, how do you get him to do what you want to do? Now, you've pulled the stop sleeping with him thing. What that got to do with the boat?
Thank you.
She wants what she wants.
And he want what he want. So now, if you're not going to get, if the man don't give you the house improvements, you don't give him. So now he don't get the boat or no sex. Mm-mm. It's crazy. That really, ladies, come on now.
All you had to do was
over a boat.
You're rocking the boat. Up.
Over a boat.
Do the home improvements first.
That's all you had to do. Throw a little paint on the wall. That's all you had to do.
Happy wife, happy life.
That man, if you got that man that boat, that man paint that kitchen, get them cabinets in there and all like that. Women sometimes don't understand it. Men don't ask for a lot. All this man want is a boat.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't went in there asking for no motorcycle last month. He ain't going there and ask for, a cigar lounge month. All this man want a boat. I bet she got a whole lot of stuff she want. She done got all the stuff she want. Now she on to the home. Be quiet, Shirley. Be quiet,
Shirley.
Be quiet, Shirley. Be quiet, Shirley. She want a purse. She got them purses. Mm-mm. She got them shoes.
Nope.
She got all that. Then now she want the house fixed up. She didn't put that stuff off to get the house fixed up. I promise you she didn't. And he made a way for that to happen. Then the man just want a boat. Mm-hmm. A damn boat.
Not right now.
All she wants is a new kitchen.
Right. New bathroom, new closet. Yes.
This kitchen still works. We still cooking in here.
But it's right. Ugly. It's old. She wants improvement.
Stop looking at it like that. And you
start asking about these appliances.
There
is the stove working? We need to know.
You say it's the stove working. All right. Moving on to Fallon in Louisville. Fallon says, my boyfriend and I hang out all the time, and my two single friends join us sometimes, and they expect my man to pay for their food and drinks. I stopped him from paying the entire bill last night, and they got mad. Was I wrong to ask them to pay?
No, you wasn't wrong. You your man's responsibility. He ain't responsible for them other girls.
Thank you.
Not responsible, sorry. And for them to get mad, they sitting up there with a sense of entitlement that your man's supposed to take care of them too. No, your man's supposed to take care of you. No. They wrong for that.
Don't y'all agree, ladies?
Well, it depends.
It's quiet
it depends on who. Yeah. Like, when if we're out with them. Y'all, yeah. Y'all pay. Period.
And it depends on if they call us and say, why don't you guys join
period is not our responsibility.
That.
But you still do, so get on board with it. All
right. Y'all going to get stuck out there one day. Keep on.
Wow. No, not.
Wow.
Y'all going to get stuck out there one day.
Okay, Jonah. Last one, Steve. Last one. Jonah in Biloxi says, I used my wife's car and her passenger seat was pushed back and in a reclining position. She told me her sister did it because the sun was in her face. When I asked my sister-in-law about it, she was clueless. My wife is mad and said I don't trust her. Why can't she just be honest and tell me who was in her car?
What's she going to tell you, dog? You think a woman is going to tell you it was a man in the car? Would you tell her it was a woman in the car? I don't care if it's hair over there in that seat and the back of two earrings over there. I don't know how they got there.
Two earring backs.
The back of two earrings.
I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
It can be blonde hair and the back of two earrings. Your damn sister would be in this story too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve, it's crazy. But he asked.
Why can't she be honest and tell me? Boy, stop.
But we do know it was a dude over there, though, right, dog?
Mm-mm.
Reclining? Come on. Women don't recline like that. That seat way back.
I would say. Women recline.
Really?
Okay. Depends on how tall you are.
Yeah, we recline.
Mm-hmm. I picked up a lizard from the stove for my girlfriend. That's why I had to let that front seat back because the cage was too big.
I would have said the car wash.
A lizard.
Car wash monkey in there too, and I wanted the monkey not to be able to. I leaned it back because there was a monkey in there with the lizard. I leaned
you're this monkey.
I didn't want the monkey looking out the window asking me no question about what all this was we were seeing.
Anyway, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or... get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, according to the Daily News, Lizzo cleared up her recent comments about quitting, telling her fans in an Instagram video on Tuesday that she's still going to make music, but is simply going to quit, quote, giving any negative energy attention. The comments followed a cryptic Instagram post on Friday in which she stated she was getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet, finishing in all caps, I quit. In Tuesday's video, Lizzo stood up in front of the camera in an aqua blue bathing suit, explaining, quote, what I am not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music and connecting to people. Lizzo then followed up the video with a post appearing to promote her new swim and clothing line called Yitty. Okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yitty.
Yitty. Y-I-T-T-Y.
Hope it ain't close to Yeezy. All them slavery ass clothes, I hope it's... Still hope it's something different.
Well, I'm glad Lizzo is not quitting, because you were. I was thinking that the bullying and the pressure and all that.
Man, I wish I would quit because y'all just said something about me. Man, right. Miss me, y'all. Man, for what? No, everybody out there that's getting hated on, just understand what haters do. They hate. Mm. Go on about your business. They don't change nothing unless you let them.
Oh.
Yeah. Always remember what Martin Luther King said. A man can't ride you back unless you bend over. I'm not bending over, homie.
Yeah. But, I mean, she's human. I'm sure those comments are hurtful, you know, and she probably wants to quit. But don't let them do it to you. Don't let them make
you
quit.
I got a comment for you, though. You won't talk about hurt.
Mm-hmm. What?
You go through it too.
Yeah.
Right?
You, yeah.
I'm about to say
you
something.
Go through it too. Right?
All the time.
You're human. Yeah, you're human.
I'm talking about sitting up hating on you, lying on you. Man.
Yeah.
But you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The point is not to quit.
Because
that is
all haters, you'll never have a hater that's doing better than you. That's why they hating.
Hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations on your clothing line, Lizzo.
Keep going, Lizzo.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Swimming line, clothing line. Yeah. People out here love you, girl.
Yeah. She has some issues going on, mm-hmm. lawsuits and stuff.
Yeah, she does.
She has to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
Find out what happened with
that
situation.
I had to grow into my insult. Here come little Stevie. Stevie got big nose. I know that.
He going all the back to the
I know that.
But you didn't quit, did you?
He went way back. Didn't he have a childhood?
And one of these days, if you keep on, you're going to be somebody.
You're going to be on TV, baby.
I knew I had a big lip and big nose. My head was the size of a grapefruit. And my nose and lips was the exact same size they is right now.
They are.
It's a lot of growing.
Yeah, it was about 5 years.
A lot of growing.
Yeah, it was about a 5 year run. I didn't think I was going to make it.
I understand. It's like me. I finally grew into my eyes. I get it.
Shirley, you ain't grew into your eyes.
I have.
She's a grown woman.
No, you ain't grew into them, Shirley. Mm.
I've grown into them. I have. And just like you grew into your nose and lips, okay?
Mm. Y'all ever notice you don't never see Shirley with sunglasses on?
Yes, you do. She rocks.
You ain't never seen Shirley with no sunglasses on.
I wear my sunglasses.
She keep them up on her forehead because she try to get them down on her eyes. Her eyelids will block them.
I cannot stand you.
So you look over your glasses no matter what, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fired.
I've grown into them. My eyes. wow, we got to switch gears here. In other entertainment news, After hearing the news about the recent passing of 87-year-old legend Oscar-winning actor Louis Gossett Jr., many in Hollywood took to social media to share heartfelt words about the legendary actor, praising his work and mark in the industry. Coleman Domingo, who starred with Gossett and he played Gossett's character son in The Color Purple recently, shared a picture that he captured of his dad, writing, quote, kind beyond measure, regal, we owe him so much. LeVar Burton remembered his Roots co-star as one of the best to ever do it while sharing a picture of them on set. Viola Davis remembered Louis Gossett Jr., and she said, you were a lion, you were a king, your work will forever be seared in my brain and in my heart. So, Steve, you've met the late, great Louis Gossett Jr. before, right?
Yeah, he just came up. Last time we talked was last year. He came up to Family Feud.
Really?
We spent a long time talking out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, everything that everybody is saying about him is just true.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just a legend. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Icon.
And our, you know, our deepest condolences, of course, go out to his family.
That dude was he was on another level. So,
yeah. Officer and a gentleman.
Ooh, officer and a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Classic.
That's what he won the Oscar for. Yeah.
Yeah. But he go back to Raising in the Sun now. He go all the way back down there.
Yeah. Tommy, you're a huge fan, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
He's a king.
Yep, he will be missed. I loved what.
When you see him, Portier, and Ruby Dee on the screen at the same time, that is greatness, man.
History.
That is history.
Yes, 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 yes. We do owe a lot to him. R.I.P. Louis Gossett Jr. And we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the big matchup between LSU and Iowa was the most watched women's college game ever with 12.3 million viewers. 12.3? Wow.
Wow.
However, before the game, LSU's Angel Reese talked about being labeled as a villain. She has dealt with racism, attacks, she's been sexualized, and even received death threats. The media and the public have casted her as a villain, and it's very hurtful. She says that people think she and Caitlin Clark hate each other because of the trash talking and the big rivalry between the two schools. Even Angel's teammates have come to her defense. After LSU's big loss, Angel said she whispered to Caitlin, go win that thing. Wow.
Hang in there, baby girl.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, man, these... The media, man, they try to do anything, man. Mm-hmm. The girl just, she's a basketball player and a competitor. And that's what competitors do. They talk trash. It's ball. It's sports.
But the trash talking started with the other girl. It started with her.
With Caitlin.
With the other girl.
It started with Caitlin. Yes. Yes.
Oh, but see, when she, they do it, it's different.
But when she did it back to her, then it just got bigger and bigger after that. Yeah.
And trash talking is in every sport. You see men do it. They point at their watches. They, you know, they in each other's face. And
here's the deal.
Is it?
When you light the wick, you can't control the explosion now.
Hmm.
So now if you don't want the explosion, don't light the wick. You know, because it often comes. It happens to all of us. You know, why you say it like that? Well, hold up. Oh, forget what you said. See,
yeah, exactly.
Now, you already know I'm extra.
Yeah,
you already know that. So when you light the wick, you can't control the explosion. Don't start that with me. And then when it go to the level, the level I start on is up there.
I don't
care what flow you got on the elevator on. I start on 10. So now, what you want?
Yeah.
And I get that happens all the time in my life. I understand where this girl is at. But, you know, if I was her, I don't know. I'd probably go to the NBA so I can cut out all this chatter y'all got going. Because the NCAA, the NCAA is, it's chatter. It's that.
Uh-huh.
At least if you're going to talk about me, let me go and get this check.
Yeah, go to the WNBA. Yeah. And she's making a lot of money in endorsements. Her
you might be making
a lot of money right now as college.
You're talking about money in
NILs. Yeah, and all that. But I hear what you're saying too, Steve.
But you know what, though? And the way the WNBA pay, you might as well stay in college and get that check.
Yes.
And get that money and see if you can get your deal extended.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point.
I'm just tired of how they doing Angel.
Well, we love you, Angel Reese.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Keep balling, girl.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check your voicemail, Steve, at 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemails. And if you would like to leave a message for Steve, call him, 877-29-STEVE. You just might hear your voicemail on the air. Ready, Steve?
I've been ready, Shirley.
Here we go. The other day, one of our Ask the CLO questions was from a mother/wife who was upset with her husband because he continues to spoil their adult daughter. I think you remember that one. Well, a woman named Anita left a message about needing advice regarding her girl dad situation.
Hi, my name is Anita, and I was just listening to your show on iHeartRadio. And we talked about girl dads and how you didn't have an answer for the lady because the dad kept taking care of the 32-year-old daughter, and the mom feels like she's taking advantage. Well, I need a little advice in my situation. My daughter's 19, freshman in college, great student, goes to church, no boyfriend. Oh, nah, she don't party, she don't, you know, she just church and school. And when she turned 18, her daddy cut her off. We've been divorced since 2008, and it's hard for me sometimes, you know, getting her what she wanted me. I really don't want her to have to go to work. I want her to focus on her studies, especially being a freshman in college. But just what do you think about that? I mean, daddy gave her everything she wanted, and as soon as she turned 18, cut her off. Just want to know your thoughts on that. Thanks. Have a great day. Enjoy your show. Love you, Carla, Shirley, Junior, Tommy. Thank you, Steve.
Well, it'd be nice if you could treat your kids like child support. You know, it would be nice if they turned 18, you didn't have to pay no more. But in reality, that's not the reality of the situation. Parenting extends way beyond 18. Mm-hmm. It just does. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you love your child, it's not. This is not a business transaction. This is not you 18, you're on your own now. Yes, that's great to say that, but is that really the best thing to do? And I think each case is individual. But I'm not going to have my 19-year-old daughter in need of something, and I don't get it for her. Now, I know you can probably say, well, that's going to enable her and all like this, but it also keeps her out of that trap of the boys, because as soon as a boy find out you need something, oh, he got it for you. Mm. But it ain't free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just try to keep mine out of that situation, you know. And so this dude just cut her off cold at 18, but she went to school and she's a freshman in college. If you really in college studying, really studying, it's hard to have a job, too.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't for me. I had a job the whole time I was in school, but that's why I ain't got no college degree either.
Mm-hmm. I would not cut my baby girl off.
No. You know, I'm not doing that, man. I'm not cutting that daughter off. Nah. I cut them boys off either, really, man. So, you know, parenting is not a 1 to 18. That's child support, though. Mm-hmm. And once you're a real parent, child support is not the cutoff mark. Trust me, it's not. It's and not. Anybody that's a parent will tell you that.
Hope he's listening.
I hope so. Yeah.
Now, did she say they divorced?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, so now it's child support. I ain't got to pay child support no more. Well, this is your daughter, partner.
Yeah.
We're not talking about and child support things. Anymore.
And she's
we're talking
student,
about
her mom
support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Steve, here's a loyal listener that just wanted to leave a message.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Steve. Just wanted to say thank you guys for what you do. I listen to you almost every single morning. I got a lot going on in my life right now, so you guys are making me smile through a lot of my pain. I appreciate listening to your closing remarks every day. It seems like every day you have something to say. It's based on what I'm going through or what can help me, and I just wanted to say thank you. Y'all stay blessed.
Nice.
Well, I try to do closing remarks. I don't always have them for that day, but I try. And if I don't have them that day, then I'll just talk to Junior about something.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, I'm gonna give you a gift, Junior, for helping me out too.
Oh, okay. Man, that's
you're
nice.
Giving him a hat.
What do you got?
You gonna give him a hat?
I'm gonna get him his first headband.
You know what? Anyway, thanks to all our callers. Keep them coming. 877-29-STEVE. Coming up next, it is the nephew and today's prank phone call. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, this is not the blended family that I expected. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. We'll find out what that strawberry letter is all about in just a few. What you got, Neff?
Well, you know, Shirley, a lot of men, you know, go through this type of issue, but they don't really get to express themselves about it. But Tommy can, you know, and I'm just going to put it all out on the line. This right here is, I'm dreaming of your wife.
Oh,
what? You know, a lot of people don't get to express the kind of dreams they have, you know. Sometimes you gotta let it out, man.
Go on and say it.
Sometimes you got to call the person and let them know, man. I be dreaming about your wife, man. It happens.
That was a
you
good
know?
Idea. Yeah, husband.
Yeah, I just sometimes you gotta get stuff off your chest, man. I just be dreaming about your wife, man, all kind of stuff. Yeah. I just wanna let you know what's going on with me. But yeah, it's happening. I'm dreaming about your wife, man. Let's talk about it, me and you. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Winston.
It's Winston.
Hey, Winston, how you doing, man? This is Kevin, man. I work with your wife, Renee. Yeah, we met a couple times, man, at the job. I think you might have been taking her to lunch or something. But I work like on the floor above her.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. You all right? What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to reach out to you, man, and I had something personal I wanted to holler at you about, you know?
Personal?
Yeah.
What personal, like what, dude?
Well,
who is this?
My name is Kevin. Like I say, I work on the seventh floor. Your wife is on the sixth. But you know, we met a couple times.
Right. I know you said that, but I'm trying to picture your face. What's up, though, dog? What's up?
Okay. Yeah. How's you and Renee's relationship going, man?
What?
How's y'all's relationship going?
What they got to do with you, dude?
I mean, y'all been getting along?
Hey, man, me and Renee fine. But what they got? What? Hold on. You say you want to talk to me about something personal. You got something personal about my wife?
Well,
the first time I was like, what?
What I wanted to tell you, man, is that for some reason, man, I've been having, off and on, man, every other day, I've been having these dreams at night.
Please. Dreams like what, dude?
Well, I every one of these dreams, man, Renee be in them.
Really? So you work with my wife, right? And you calling my phone telling me you have a dream about my wife?
Well, just, you know.
Why you dreaming about my wife?
Well, it's.
You know, don't worry about it. You at work right now?
No, I'm not at work right now.
Let me tell you something. Don't be calling me talking about you finna have a dream about my wife. What's going on with you and my wife? What's your name, Kevin? I tell you what, I'm on my way up there right to hell now.
No, man, I'm not at the job.
Where you at? Let's get off the phone. Why don't you walk? Let's talk face to face. You ain't looking to call on my
house.
How you get my number? How you get my number? Answer my question.
No, I asked one of the guys at the job for your number, man, because, you know, I wanted to be man to man and just talk to you, you know?
So y'all sitting there having a conversation about my wife on the job. Okay. You know what? It's all good. This your number on my call ID right now? Let me call you right back.
Hold on.
Hell no, I'm not going to hold on. You calling my phone? Tell me you have a dream about my wife?
Well, man, I'm just trying to be real with you. That's why I wanted to see.
And I appreciate that. I'm going to be real with you, too. I'm going to come whoop your
But I want to just want to see how y'all relationship is going, man.
Hey, man, say what you got to say, dude.
Okay, well, because, see, dog, if these dreams keep happening, it must be fate, man. It must be that me and her are meant for each other.
I don't know what you smoke. I don't know who the hell you are. But I promise you this. When I get off my job today, I'm coming to whoop your ass. And if I find out that you're the one that's been calling my house and hanging up, you ain't got. Matter of fact, I tell you what, don't even worry about it.
Look. Let me ask you this, man. Why is she in all my dreams, man? Why is she there?
Man, I don't know what the hell you dream about my wife, sir. Probably because you're sitting and lusting after my wife. What kind of dude is you, man? That's what y'all doing at that job yesterday, looking at my wife every day. What why she can't meet me for lunch?
No, I'm in the accounting department, man. No, I don't know nothing
about it. Were you finna be in the book department in about 5 more minutes?
Man, don't you understand that it's got to be fake if she keeps showing up?
Hold on. What the is your last name, dude? I got your number. You say you work on the 7th floor or the 2nd floor? What floor you work on?
I work on the 7th floor. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
You ain't got something to do with it. What's your last name?
My last name is. Well, why is she showing up in my dream? Why is she kissing me in my dreams, man?
Let me tell you something. I don't know what the hell kind of dreams your is having, but when I beat your you gonna swear to God you're gonna have one of them Martin Luther King dreams. You understand me? When I get to your job tomorrow morning, I don't give a who you call. Let's believe I'm gonna be outside waiting for you.
Okay, why is Renee making love to me, man, in these dreams? It's just passionate, man. Renee love me and I love her, man.
Then let's stop calling my wife's name. Call her my wife's name.
But what you want me to call?
Do you know me? You say you know me, right? So you know who I am, right?
I met you a couple times, man.
You know what? I'm calling Renee when I get off this phone with you. Who gave you my number? Who gave you my number?
You so violent, I don't even want to tell you the dude that gave me the number.
You man enough to tell me that you having a dream sleeping and kissing on my wife? Tell me they gave you my number.
Why is your wife kissing me back in my dream?
My wife ain't kissing you. You having a dream about my wife, and I'm finna call her. She wanna get off the phone with you. Believe that. You have anything else you want
to
say to me?
Okay, so what I'm supposed to do when I'm asleep and she show up? I'm supposed to just wake up?
I don't give a what you do. You can yourself all I care. I'm going to call you on a three-way with Renee. I want you to tell me that with her on the phone.
Hey, man, I don't even want to go through that. I thought we could call and talk reasonable like men, dog.
We don't talk like men. Why don't you come see me face-to-face right now? You calling on the phone? Come see me right now. Come see me right the hell now. Where you at? I'll come see you. You ain't got to waste your gas. I'll come see you.
I don't want to do it. Man, I'm finna take some sleeping pills so I can get back to my dream.
You finna take this. What is what you about to take? I got everything I need to know. I will be on the 7th floor tomorrow waiting for you. I got a special delivery for your. You understand me? Nah.
Well, let me call her first.
Bye, man.
Hey, I'll call Renee because me.
Don't you call her. How the hell you get her number anyway? How you get my wife's number? Answer me that.
Renee called me, man.
She called you? Hold on. My wife called you? So you gonna tell me about... Okay.
Let me say this, though, to you. Once your wife called me and she wanted me to call you.
So my wife told you to call me.
Right.
Okay.
But listen to me, Winston.
But what? What the man? My wife don't call no...
She wanted me to call you. I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all wrong for that, dog. You know, dog, you wrong for that, dog. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna go to the job, beat the hell out of whoever came in. I'm hot as hell. Dog, you wrong. Oh, man. You wrong for that. Dude, you wrong. You know you wrong, dude. You wrong.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Winston. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Dog, you already know what the business is. Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, player.
Dude, my dude was hot from the get-go.
Yeah. Winston.
0 to 10 in 0.5. Dog, he wasn't getting madder. He was the same level man.
Play too much, Tommy.
I like what he said. Okay. All right, then. That's how we doing.
Your wife called me. Oh, see this dude right here.
What am I supposed to do? I'm going to take some sleeping pills.
Get on back to my dream.
I got to get back to her, man.
Ignorant.
Our baby waiting on her, man.
Our baby.
Hey, man, but how is y'all's relationship?
Yeah.
I said,
April Fool's Friday, April 5th, baby. Friday, April 5th. The nephew will be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. That is the April Fool's Comedy Jam. It is star-studded. Tickets on sale right now. Get them while the getting is good. Yeah, all Ticketmaster outlets. Yay, yay.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, this is not the blended family that I expected. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We'll try to help you if we can. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Thank you, nephew. Thank you, nephew. Subject, this is not the blended family that I expected. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old married man, and this is my second marriage. I have a 21-year-old daughter from my first marriage, and my wife has a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old. We're living in my house, which is 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, and it's busting at the seams. My daughter just moved in, and she has a 1-year-old son. My wife's children split time between our house and their father's house. I wish they could go live with him full time, but my wife wants them to live with her, which is understandable. I think they should be with their dad. Here's why. My wife's mother has just moved in with us. She's staying in the den that's next door to our bedroom, so that has shut down our sex life. She's supposed to be waiting for an apartment in a senior living complex, but it looks like she's getting settled in here. My wife bought her a dresser and a chair for our den so she can be comfortable. Some of the grown people need to move, starting with my daughter and her child. I'm only telling you guys this because I don't know how to handle the process of elimination. I would pay for my daughter to move, but she needs help with the baby, and I'd have to pay for that too. My mother-in-law is rearranging my kitchen and being a busybody. I was being intimate with my wife, and my mother-in-law tapped on the wall, and we felt like school kids that got in trouble for making out. It's too much going on in my house. This is not the type of blended family that I expected. My house is almost paid for, so I'm not moving. How do I get rid of these extra people in my house? Oh, okay, this is a mess. But I got to ask you if you and your wife talked before any of this stuff happened, because you seem surprised at what's going on in your own house. If you and your wife aren't on the same page, you know this marriage is not going to work. And the one thing you cannot be is uncomfortable in your own home. And you are that. You have to find out about the senior apartment your mother-in-law is waiting on. Talk to your wife about it. Why is this taking so long? Then you're going to know for sure if she's trying to stay in your house permanently or if she's really trying to move. It sounds like she's trying to stay. All right. That's what it sounds like. She can take the dresser and the chair that your wife got for her. She can take that to her new place. Secondly, is your daughter in school? Is she working? If not, you got to talk to her about her future and her next move. That's something you should also be talking to your ex-wife about, because it's her child too, and maybe she can help with the grandson, since that's a major problem. And if you can afford to get your daughter and your grandson an apartment, like you say, then tell her you can help her, but you guys have to have some sort of plan here. You are the man of this house. You need peace in your house. You and your new wife can call a family meeting after you've talked to discuss how things will go moving forward. Now, these two stepkids, they're going to be coming over every 2 weeks, and that's not going to change, even though you say you want them to live with your father. You knew she had kids when you married her, so you might as well just lean on into that. But this other stuff, you're just going to have to start, you know, picking it away one by one, step by step. Steve?
This is not what a blended family is, though. Now, the dude that wrote the letter, I'm on your side. Just want you to be clear about that. I understand the dilemma that you have. A blended family, I thought, should be if a man and a woman get married and each one of them have kids. That's a blended family.
Correct.
What has happened here is your grown daughter has a child who has moved back into your house, and then her mother has moved into your house. Now, this was your house originally, bro, and you had a four-bedroom house with three baths, and it's busting at the seams. Well, because you got two people in there that ain't supposed to be in there. You got your grandchild that's in there, your daughter that's in there who came back home, but she 21, and then her mama is there. Now, you done had to give up your den, which is probably why you watch TV. You done had to put a dresser in there and a chair. Ain't no bathroom in the den, so now you got this old woman got to cut through the house somewhere to go to the bathroom. The den is next to your bedroom, and when y'all in there getting it on, she can't take it. She knocking on the wall. Hey, hey. But now you in your house, so I'm on your side. The only solution you have for this is, and this is really a simple letter, you and your wife going to have to come to the conclusion. Now, you can't get rid of these two boys that she had, because you knew that when you married her. You can't wish they would go live with their daddy, because the mama not giving up her children. She done said that. So that's what a blended family is. Your problem is your 21-year-old daughter you done bought back in the house with her child. Now, she got a room in one of the bathrooms. Them two boys, they got to have their bathroom by themselves, because you don't want in that bathroom. Not with them two boys in there. Mm-mm. Then you and your wife got a bathroom. So now that means that the mama is sharing the bathroom with somebody, either them boys or that girl with that baby. They want her gone. Grandma got to go.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject: this is not the blended family I expected. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, this is not the blended family I expected.
No, this is not a blended family. A blended family is when you marry a woman that has children and you have children and you all live together and you try to blend the family. That's a traditional blended family. You have that, except your child that moved back into the house, she 21 with a baby. So now there's your grown daughter and a grandbaby that's living there, and you got the woman, your wife's two biological children living there, and her mama done moved in, and she's staying in the den. She done bought her a dresser and a chair so she could be more comfortable. Guess you got tired of walking past the den looking at her sitting on the edge of the bed like she in prison. That's an ugly-ass sight. Every time you walk past the den, you looking in there, your mother-in-law sitting up in there like she in prison. There ain't nowhere to sit in prison but them beds. There's no living room. So she in jail. And she back is starting to curve a little bit. So, you know, well, you be hunched over all the time. Hard to sit up straight. Hard to have good posture on a bed. So that's what your problem is, dog. So you don't have the traditional blended family. What you have at your house is called a family reunion. That's what you have. Y'all at Aunt Pearl's house for 3 days and making pallets on the floor. Bro, you 47, you got a four-bedroom house with three bathrooms in it, and it's completely overrun. I don't have nothing for you except this. You say you can't put your daughter out because she need help moving. If you give her help moving, she going to need help with the baby. You stuck. Here who got to go? The old inmate sitting up in the den. She got to go.
The mother-in-law?
Yeah, she got to go. She knocking on the wall. Your house. Yeah. Hey, what y'all doing in there?
Rearranging the kitchen.
She in there doing the most. Oh. She need to take all them big-ass house coats and them moo-moo dresses, and she need to get on down there to that assisted living place. You need to call down there and pay the extra money, get her spot moved up. She need to be down there with Pearl Ann, Geraldine, Oscar.
Othello.
Barnabas.
Pearl Ann and Geraldine.
Wickerson.
I'm stuck there.
Wickerson.
Claudette. Yeah. She need to get on there with people with them names. Mm-hmm. So Miss Betty got to go. That's okay. For sure.
Gonna ask you her name.
And so that's really your only solution. Any questions on this, ladies? Any questions for me?
Well, he said that he could afford, Steve, to take care of his daughter to get her
I would
out.
Pay for peace. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please get out.
At what price peace?
That's see, I got money for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just going to have to get it together.
If it was you and somebody was knocking on your wall, what would you say? What would you do?
I come out the bedroom and ask, excuse me?
Would you be clothed?
Put some clothes on.
No, I'm going to come out there with the towel over my shoulder.
Not around your waist?
No. Sweating and everything.
What's the problem?
You're the
but
king of that castle.
But be leaning in the doorway, not always. Okay, hey, what's happening?
Who was that knocking
hard
on the door?
Hey, Miss Geraldine, what you need? You ain't want nothing? All right. Let me get on back in here. Poof, shut the door.
Y'all too loud. Can y'all tone it down a little bit?
Yeah, we like it loud up in here. Cut your TV up.
Can she give me another chair to match the one she bought me? I need two.
Uh-uh. You listen to me. You got TV in there. You can go from this bunk, to this chair. You can sit on that dresser. Put your foot up on the dresser. Okay. Use that as an ottoman.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Wow. Yeah.
If y'all keep up all this noise, I'm going to have to leave.
That's what we're hoping for.
Bye.
Hope you don't mind I rearrange the kitchen the way I like it.
You ain't going to have to rearrange no kitchen because I already made arrangements down at Sunnybrook. Sunnybrook, they can take you Friday.
And
guess what? That chair and that dresser and that bunk, all that's yours. We already got you.
Yeah.
We already got you pre. We got you pre furnished.
Oh. She set up, Miss Geraldine. Uh-huh.
You got a cot, dresser, and a chair. And you can take that TV too.
You're done. Done
but
with
I don't
her.
Know anybody.
Make
down
yourself
there.
A pot of pintos and a skillet of cornbread. Carry that down there with you.
Beans of cornbread. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a microwave. I already signed you up for Friday night bingo and Saturday night quilting. So you got some activities coming on, and they're gonna play pickleball on Tuesdays.
Daddy, I want to go out with my friends. Can you watch the baby?
I don't babysit, baby. You take that baby on down to the club with you.
It's your grandson.
And don't stand by that speaker.
It's your grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's busy. Wow.
Unless he smokes cigars and know how to barbecue, he ain't gonna be able to help you.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie. We got, listen, it keeps getting, stuff keep happening to LSU. The governor threatened to take the scholarships after LSU women missed the anthem at the NC tournament the other day on Monday when they played Iowa. They want to take the scholarships because they missed the anthem. Wow, the national anthem.
They missed it last year.
Yeah, they missed it.
They didn't come out last year for the national anthem.
But they have a routine. 12 minutes before the game starts on the clock, they go into the locker room. Kim Mulkey, the head coach, said it was not intentional. They didn't even know when the anthem was played. But take the scholarships of all the players on the team for LSU. Who going to play?
If you do that, the alumni people... Mm-hmm. That control the votes and contributions to your campaign, that ain't gonna work out for you, dog. That ain't gonna work out for you. You can rethink this. You can quit talking to them other hillbillies, and you need to talk to these people as your supporter. Quit talking to them other hillbillies. That's what I said. That's a hillbilly mess right there. See, y'all always think somebody got to be out here for this flag waving. See, let me explain something to you about that flag. If that flag was representative of all people in this nation, you'd have a valid point. But that flag does not represent the treatment of everybody in the nation. So while you singing the anthem and all that, make sure the people you expect to respect the anthem are being a participant in the anthem. Because that's not how a lot of people feel. Mm-mm. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you.
Right. Why y'all over here attacking her?
Oh,
Angel
say, can
Reed.
You see? Well, yeah. Can you, though?
Can you see her?
Can you?
Yeah. Well, his name Jeff Landry, too. Governor Jeff Landry.
What so proudly we hail.
But they did it last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The exact same thing last year.
And then also, everybody is not believing that Caitlin Clark is the best player in college basketball right now. That's according to Rebecca Lobo. She said, hey, she may be the best offensive player we've ever seen, but she's not the greatest basketball player to ever play. She's not a GOAT. Because you got to win multiple championships, according to Rebecca Lobo. She said, what about Candace Parker at Tennessee? What about Diana Taurasi at UConn? Breonna Stewart? The maximum she can win is one championship. So, therefore, she can't be the GOAT. Is that a fair statement and assessment?
I think she's the greatest scorer. You know, you got to give her that.
Yeah. That don't make you the GOAT.
Ball.
No.
You got to remember in college, man, what you're playing against. And she's a top flight college player. That's but when you go over to the WNBA, everybody can play.
Mm. Everybody can shoot.
A whole lot of good shooters up there. They just throw you the ball all damn time.
Come right, in Junior. The paint while Brittany Grind in there. Come up in there.
Thank you, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a woman needs some advice from social media. She says, I don't always find my husband attractive. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Alicia on Steve Harvey FM says, when I first met my husband, I wasn't attracted to him at all. But over time, he grew on me and I fell in love with him because he's charming, funny, successful, and incredibly kind. My friends didn't understand why I wanted to be with him, but I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him. Well, now we've been married a few years, and my physical attraction to him has never really caught up with my emotional attraction. Sometimes I think without that physical attraction, we might not survive as a couple. So should I just try and get this thought out of my head? Do couples who aren't attracted to one another go on to have successful and loving marriages? Have I made a mistake?
Well, look, you married his ugly ass. That's what you got. You said
I
do.
He's charming.
See, that will go off now.
And successful.
Because, see, she done woke up to him, you know, she seen him coming out the bathroom. Mm-hmm. She seen when he's sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. You know, she seen him over there at the table, food, or talking with his mouth open. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you starting to see what he was. Now, your friends saw this early on. You ain't see it. Because he's charming and kind, and, you know, you hadn't been treated that well by a man in a long time. Now, that's ugly ass, and now it's just starting to come on out now. See, the thing about ugly ass people is you got to go on, you got to keep adjusting. Always.
Because what, they get uglier? What do you
mean? No, it's just you go, when, if they, look, if you meet a person, you're not attracted to him. What about when he just, now he putting his best foot forward. Mm-hmm. Y'all out on a date. He got his nicer clothes on. He's being as good as he can, and you're not attracted to him. What about when he let his guard down? When he's sitting there with his mouth hanging open, you know, when he ain't paying attention. You know, when he's sitting there with his bottom lip open, and you can see that puddle of spit between his lip and his gum.
The charm can't make up for that.
You know, when he ain't trying to smile and that charming.
How do you know all this, huh? How do you know all this?
Because I've been unattractive, Junior. I'm surprised you don't know this. I don't even see how this ain't, how this, you act like this is news to you.
Junior is married. His wife loves him. She must think he's attractive.
She never said that, sure.
Junior is charming. Junior is funny.
Funny.
Junior
funny,
take care of her.
Kind.
He's loving.
Kind.
He's a protector. He's
that's
making money.
Kind.
Provide. But now she done got up there and she done looked at Junior. You know, I mean, look at, look, okay, let's go for that.
Junior.
Okay. No, I'm just telling you, okay, look at the wedding picture. You saw where his hairline was in the wedding picture. We ain't even been married a year now already. It's but now his hairline head set high. You know. And so,
okay,
he's going on 2 years, right?
Yeah. Now. Well, I'm just surprised he acting like he don't. How I know this?
I just had to ask. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm living the same life you living, dog.
What should the lady in the question?
When you see who real quiet, who ain't said nothing.
Oh yeah, he doesn't think he's unattractive.
Oh,
that's
but
why.
His ugly ass done found out for sure. You know, he'd be at the baseball game, and then you know, somebody asked his little boy Jordan, who does he want to be? For head full of hair. That your daddy up there? And then he go, yeah.
The baby.
Yeah, he a capital. Yeah.
I
see
so
him. What should, I say what I want to say. I
what
see
should she do? What should she do, the lady? What should she
well,
do about her?
Well, you married him now. When you marry an ugly person, man, look, it's three husbands on this show.
What? We can't hear you, Tommy. What?
One of them is good looking, but go ahead. Let him finish what he want to say.
And then that's the sad part.
The denial.
When you marry an ugly ass dude and he don't know it. Lord, you got something on your hand. And he walking around, but you could tell Tommy not attractive. Look at the amount of money he got to spend to take care of his family. He done built that big ass chateau out there. He buying all these luxury ass cars. He making ugly, ugly man moves.
We gotta go. We'll
Jeff, don't look at me.
Of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this coming Monday, guys, April 8th, there will be a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, completely obscuring the sun from view. Those situated in the path of totality will see the moon fully cover the sun, the resulting shadow plunging the area into darkness during the day. The eclipse will start in Texas at around 1:30 p.m. Central Time, and then follow a path that crosses Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and finally Maine. It'll hit Maine around 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a rare astronomical phenomenon. It is not expected to happen again in the U.S. until 2045. It's important to remember when you want to view this eclipse, if you do it without glasses, you can burn your retinas and cause eye damage. NASA strongly advises using safe solar viewing glasses. They're selling
this. You know, it's hotel rooms getting booked up for this.
People are selling the glasses, all that. It's major.
Yeah. I ordered
my glasses.
Make
sure you buy the right glasses now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of imitations going on out there.
Yeah, they say they got some fake glasses. Yeah. Now you blind.
Gotta hustle.
Yeah, now you done looked up there. Now you came back. You can't see no more.
Yeah.
You notice it ain't coming to Georgia this year. You noticed that?
I noticed,
Man, Oklahoma, it ain't coming to Atlanta.
Wow. All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play another round of Would You Rather. Right after
even
this.
The Lord know that. I'm not telling them in Atlanta it's going to get dark at 1.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather live in a world without music, or would you rather live in a world without movies? Music or movies?
I can't have. I got to have music. Nah, I don't need the movie.
I got to have that movie. Now the movie ain't gonna have no music in it, but that's all right. I got to have it.
Mr. Harvey.
Oh, I can't live without music.
Music, yeah.
I give a damn about no movie. I ain't seen half of them no way.
You know that. Yeah.
You told Harpo to beat me. Well, okay.
Color that's purple. Your go-to movie line.
He told Harpo to beat
me. All right. Would you rather your mind stays young forever, or would you rather your body stays young forever? Mind or body?
Oh,
mind.
Yeah, mind. Yeah, mind. Strongly mind. Body ain't young now. Yeah, body ain't young. Body,
you want your mind to get old, dog?
No, I want my mind to stay young forever.
Get weary.
Whoa. Maybe y'all not understanding how this going to work.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to your childhood mind. No. You're going to go back to that childhood mind. You're going to take your little dumb ass back to when you was 10. And you're going to have this grown body, but then you're going to think like a 10-year-old.
Make it make sense.
No. That's what I want you to understand. Mind stay young or your body stay young.
Well, so which one do you prefer, sir?
Yeah, how are you going to see
body?
Well, I act like a 10-year-old anyway, so.
For the body,
yes,
go.
You do.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I thought pretty good when I was 10.
Would you rather watch the sunrise, or would you rather watch the sunset? Sunrise, sunset.
They both be in the same spot. They both be in the same.
Oh, Monday. They
gonna
be in the same
spot. I'm a sunrise guy. Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Sunrise.
Heroes make the sun rise in the morning.
All right.
And heroes make the moon shine bright at night. Bright at night.
Okay. Would you rather have another 10 years with your partner, or would you rather have a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
Oh, no. Hey, all day. Yeah.
10 more years with my wife.
10 more years.
Yeah. Hallie going through a lot anyway.
Recent news.
Man, I'm going to let you handle all that over there. Keep my ass here.
It wasn't true. It didn't really happen.
I know. Right. She tested negative.
Yeah. It's just too much going on. I'm going to stay here at the house, y'all. I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
10 years with your partner.
Come on. How are you going to be mad and make another statement? Just go viral so fast.
I don't even know why y'all ask us these kind of questions sometimes.
It's just a game.
Would you rather?
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up in 49 minutes after. It's our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, so Steve, before you get to the closing remarks, have you heard about this? South Carolina women's basketball head coach Dawn Staley received some backlash after she spoke on faith after the team's last win on Easter Sunday. Staley had a message for non-believers after her team advanced to the NCAA tournament's Final Four. She says, if you don't believe in God, something's wrong with you. Seriously. She made the statement during an on-court interview after the game, adding that God made her team's prayers come true. Some people took to social media to urge Coach Staley to be more respectful toward the non-religious community, while others questioned whether it's appropriate to pray for a win. Still, others argued that Staley is abusing her position of authority at a secular institution when she promotes her faith. Coach Staley responded to the backlash with a tweet, "I am not ashamed to praise God for what he continues to do for me and mine. If you're a non-believer, it wasn't for you. Wish you well with your beliefs."
I agree with her 100%. You know, we live in a society today that's, it's a bit concerning to me how now they come after you for having a faith. The woman just said, if you don't believe in God, something wrong with you. Well, okay, that don't make sense to you? Well, of course it don't make sense to you if you're a non-believer. But the fact that you would take the time to write in and say she needs to both be more respectful of the non-faithful community or the non-spiritual community, that ain't got, look, man, y'all need to toughen up a little bit here. You can have your statements and make all the statements you want, but if somebody make a statement that's counter to yours, they not allowed to do that? That's not right. You can't shut a person's faith down. You know how many times I've heard a person after a win or a loss mention God? Where was you at all of that? Why did you pick out her at that particular moment? Oh, wait a minute. Were you from the opposing team? Did your team lose? Could that be it? I don't understand. But what I'm really not understanding what's going on in this country is how we're not allowed to discuss anything anymore. We are in such a cancel culture now that we don't even allow the discussion. Because now, if the discussion opens up a counter to your belief, here we come. Do you understand that an atheist lobbied to take prayer out of schools? This is a fact. That woman who didn't want her children to be forced to pray in school lobbied and got prayer taken out of schools. Now look at our schools. Okay, so now we ain't got no prayer in schools. Now we got guns in there, drugs in there. We got everything else in there except God now. Look, man, I don't want, as a Christian, to have to bite my tongue if I want to say something on behalf of God just because you don't want to hear it. I don't care nothing about atheists. Nothing. What's wrong with you? I've had people on my show, on my Facebook show, that scientist, Neil Agassi, whatever his name is, and sat up there and started talking about he didn't believe in God. I shut that down. We through, dog. We through talking. Because I ain't got no platform for you. You're not going to take my precious minutes on TV and sit up here and tell me that there's no scientific proof for God. You ain't got no scientific proof that it ain't. Because we can end this whole conversation, well, the universe created this. Well, where did the universe come from? See, in the beginning, something had to exist for something else to come about. And what? So did the universe come from nothing? Man, y'all keep trying to find a scientific way to justify it. Ain't no God, but you can't tell me that. Because I done gone to him too many times and he done came through for me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And you ain't finna make me think it's something else. Because I already know what it is. I know the power of prayer works. So you can say, well, that's the evolution of the, that's what the power of thinking is. You put it into the universe. Where you think that come from? Where you think the law of attraction come from? Have you seen the movie Secrets? Y'all wrote the book Secrets, tried to tell all this philosophical stuff, but when you got back down to the basis of Secrets, it was all spiritual. Everything in that book, The Secret, got a Bible verse behind it somewhere. Are you kidding me? Who y'all talking to, man? I'm gonna tell you, man, we slipping off the edge. We slipping off the edge because we're being shut down to be allowed to think what's right. Because everybody wants us to view their vote viewpoint. Now, if you got an alternative viewpoint, that's your business. You can have that viewpoint. But when you mention your viewpoint and I mention mine, why I got to get canceled? Because I ain't going with what you got to say. Man, y'all can miss me with that. I'm not going with that. I'm not going to stop talking about God. I'm not going to stop talking about my faith. And I'm not finna start thinking that you smart because you an atheist. You're not. The Bible says a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, when I repeat that, why you got a problem with me? Why you got a problem with Don Staley? The Bible said a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, she repeated, and she just put a simple spin on it. If you don't believe in God, something wrong with you. Okay. Now, you got a problem with her? Nah, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. So appreciate you, Don Staley. Keep on doing what you're doing because you inspired me. Thank you. I'm not finna stop saying nothing. I need God. I need him today, tomorrow, and every other day I'd have never had. Man, please. I'm looking for more grace and favor every day. And seeing as how you got to have God to get that, I'm going to go with God on that. All right? Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God today. Don't call me because I ain't. Have a great day, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.